Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Everyone on the phones. Everyone on. I'm sorry. Everyone that's calling in from the flyer. And thanking everybody for coming in tonight. We're gonna have a really good show. This topic that we're talking about tonight is also another special topic I'm bringing to you tonight. We have a special repeat guest tonight, and we should have a really, really good show. And tonight we're talking about love. Where's love at in 2023? Where's love at? And I thought about it, and we talk about it every once in a while about relationships and how we feel about people and how you meet people and relationships, how they get started, how they end, what we do wrong in relationships. And I just felt like we should just tune in every once in a while about love, because it's the ultimate thing that goes on in the world. It goes, and love makes the world go around. Love has a lot of meanings. It's not just simply that you love someone. It's reasons that we love people or things. I want to take you back a little further in my life. When I was younger, you know, I always like to talk about when I was young. When I was younger, it was this boy I liked it. His name, I never forget, his name was Albert Dixon. I think I was in third grade, and I truly loved this guy. First person I ever really liked. And I used to sit in the classroom, and I used to look at him and think about him and wish that he noticed me. You know, even when we all played together in the playground, you know, it just made my day if he just looked at me or he said, you know, hi, Lisa, or we would walk home in a group of kids and, you know, I got to see how he act. And this is like, because you first have to like someone before you even move on to the heavier point of loving someone. So I truly liked him. And then one day, his family and him moved away. And it just broke my heart that I wouldn't see this person every day of my life in school anymore. And to this day, I just sometimes say, if I ever just met him one more time, you know, just to, like, tell them how I felt. Because sometimes we fall for people, and they don't really even know that we're alive or how we feel, because we're just thinking it within ourselves, but we're not saying it outwardly to let that person know that we feel something about them. And then as you move on in life, a little older you get, then you start liking another type of guy. You know, and this one you start liking because back in the day, they had afros. So you like them if they had a big afro or they had a little muscles growing or, you know, they was tall, you know what I mean? Or they dressed nice or, you know, they carry conversation and they cared about everybody in the school. Like, they would talk to everyone. They had that perfect personality, and you just looked at them, and you admired them from afar. And then you get a little older, and you go to high school, and then you see the guys, and it's different type another like, because these fellows are older, and they approach you, and they talk to you, and they let you know how they feel, and want to ask you out. You know, they want to take you out to the dance, or they want to go to the movies with you, and you still is a like. And some people are very special that even in high school, the like returns into love. And these are the ones when you go to your class reunion, married their sweetheart from high school and still married. Because something that they found between each other was special and they held on to it. Everybody's not that lucky that they married a childhood sweetheart. But as you move on more deeper into life, you start going out and start meeting people, and you're older, and you think differently. And when you go out now, you think more. You look for characteristics that the person got, how you feel around them, how they feel around you, what do they do for you? You know what I mean? Do they think about you, like calling to make sure you're okay, holding your hand when you're walking with them, you know, opening the door? And I mean, it's old stuff, but women still like men to do stuff like that for them. So sometimes we think about that, you know, and then, you know, we get to know their families, and we might even go somewhere to a family occasion with them, and then we start liking them, and maybe we start feeling a little deeper towards people when we get a little older. And sometimes you don't feel that, and you break away from each other because you don't have that still ingredient that you're going to stay together. But sometime when you're younger, in your 20s, you fall for that person. And that's what happened to me. I met this guy, He held my hand. He called me all the time, came by, made me feel important, said nice things to me, you know, did little things that I wasn't expecting. And it just made you, your feelings grow. And as I always told everyone in my past or while I'm on the podcast, that I was a teenage mom to the way that he treated my daughter. You know what I mean? When we was together, if she fell asleep, he would carry her. He always told people that she was his daughter. He always made us feel like we was a family, not that she had another father or she was, you know, he wanted his own kids. To me, I felt like we was truly a together little family, and my feelings grew deeper. And I can say that I did truly love him because he truly showed love to us. And then as you move on, you start finding out about that person. And all the little things that maybe I fell in love with, you start seeing little things that you don't care to see or that they do. And then you stay. And you try to talk about it. Or you try to work it over. Work it out. And then you see that they're still that same person. And you give them chances after chances, and they still want to do what they normally do that you think that's not appropriate in a relationship. And then finally you just say that you don't stop loving the person, but you choose not to live the life because that's the way they want to live. So love is different. Because as you go through life, you get different type of loves or likes or infatuation or desires or needing people for different reasons. But all the reasons, everyone thinks that it's right for them. And that's cool because everybody have that choice to love or like a person the way they feel. But let's get real. Love is not blind. It's not selfish. It's not unkind. It's always there. It's trustworthy for its own desires. Look out to help the person that they're in a relationship with to better themselves and the person they with. You know, sometimes you see a relationship with a couple and all of a sudden you start seeing them growing. And I don't mean like just with children. I mean they're working, they're getting things together. You see that they share their life with each other. You see that he cares how far she's going in life. She cares about him. They work out together. They don't be together and be in groups of people and they be like, well, she don't cook or clean, you know what I mean? But, you know, I love her. Or he don't really try to bring home the way what he should bring home or help me with the kids or the house. Because love is a thing that you love each other so much that you don't look for shortcomings. You don't look for little things to pick on a person or not to trust them, or you don't feel that as far as you see them, that's as much as you trust them. Love means a lot of things. And we watch all the time. How about when we go to a wedding and we sit there and we watch them, do they dance together and they vows and, you know, you kissing and, the way they look at each other in their eyes and they make that speech to each other. And then you say, wow, okay, this might be real. Or, you know, well, I don't know, this might not be. But it's not our job to say that, but we do. We sit at weddings and we sit and we strategize. Nah, that ain't going to work. Or that might work. Well, that's going to work. You know what I mean? That's just being a human being. But a lot of times you go back and you look at people and you be like, wow, they still married. I remember going to their wedding and they still hanging in there. Because a lot of people say, oh, I've been married 30 years, 40 years. I've been in a relationship for this many years. But yet, they're just there. They don't trust each other. They don't try to work with each other. And they really don't even want to be with each other. But they'd rather be with each other than somebody else to be with them. or for to be alone, because a lot of people don't like to be alone. Love, it's a deep, deep feeling. You know, we always learn as little kids that everybody that went to church always learned that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to save the world. Now, that's deep, because he gave his only son to save people that his son didn't even know. But see, we live down here on earth, and we be with people and say that we love them, and we don't be decent parents. We don't be decent mates. We don't even love our brothers and sisters like we're supposed to. Sometimes we don't even treat our parents like we're supposed to. But here is God gave his only begotten son for all of us and showed us how to love by being down here. Because when he came down here, he never went off on anybody. He just told them the truth about his father, and he let them feel that they were important. And people followed him because they know that he was really the Son of God. Now, I'm not saying that we're supposed to sacrifice our kids to make people know that we love them, but I'm saying that love is a four-letter word, but we got to start using it for what it means. We got to start loving each other, and not just for a relationship, for the world. We got to start loving each other. Like, we walk around our town. Is our town looking like it's supposed to? Are we picking up after each other? Or we just dropping stuff down all on the ground and just acting like somebody else is going to pick up our stuff for us? Do we take care of around our home? Do we clean up, get the leaves up, put the garbage out, or we just like, well, somebody else will get it? Do we take out time that if we got a week off, do we take our children places because we want to show our kids that we feel special about them? And that we want to take out time from working so hard that we could do something with them? Love. Love means a lot of things. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to bring in our guest speaker. So tune in. We're going to have a really nice show, and I think you're going to love it.
And I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I
Welcome back, everyone. And tonight, I welcome a special speaker on my show tonight. And this night is definitely devoted to love. Now, after I talk to the speaker that's coming on, I welcome call-ins to speak about maybe you want to say something about love. Maybe you want to ask me or the speaker about something about love. So please don't hesitate. Just push one to make a statement and talk about whatever you want to say, because you only get one chance in life to make a statement or make someone think about something that you might have said. So never miss that opportunity that everything people have on their mind is important. Everything. So I'm going to bring on author, movie maker, and all around my loving baby brother, Randy J. Sean Jackson. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing tonight?
Good. Thank you for coming.
Oh, okay.
I know it's hard for you, but I'm thanking you for coming and speaking with us, because I love when me and you talk anyway. We talk all the time. So my topic is love, and we know you always say, fuck love, what love got to do with it, and I'm never going to love, or, it's too hard to love, all your little things that you always say, and that's your M.O., and, we love you for saying it. But tonight I want to just ask you a couple questions. What was the first thing in your life that you ever realized that you kind of liked or you might have loved, like your fondest memory from your past, not even adult, like childhood?
Well, I'm gonna be like you said, everybody know me for saying that how my feelings on love or Mr. F love and all that. So I'm gonna try to be biased tonight about love. I'm not going to be just one-sided. I'm not going to be just like, I'm going to talk about the good points that I know, and I'm going to talk about the bad points that I know. So I'm not going to just be like one-sided toward love tonight, because I feel like that would take away from the real meaning, because everybody already know how I feel about it. And that's cool anyway, because, I mean, everybody don't got to believe this. Everybody don't got to believe the same thing in this world, you know, to make the world go round. But answering that question, the first thing that I truly loved in this world, I mean, with me, it was sports. That was the first thing. I don't know if that's what you mean, like talking about like sports or something or relationships.
Yeah.
But the first thing I loved was
That was your first love. You're right.
Yeah, my first love was baseball. That was my first that was the first thing that I really remember at about 8 years old that I fell in love with was baseball. That was the first thing. Before that, I mean, I just was a kid, so I didn't really – I just was a kid, and I knew my family and my friends. But to love something, I would say it was baseball.
And what did you love about it?
I just felt like maybe it was something that I could do that took me away from thinking about or doing things that I, you know, that I didn't like doing or that I was being forced to do. So when I was playing baseball, you know, that was freedom for me. I would say it was freedom. That's what I would say.
Okay, so everyone knows really that we know each other like, so when I ask a question, I usually know the answer. So when I ask them, I know what the answer is going to be, but I want him to tell everyone out there in the audience. And who was the first girl that you really liked way back in the day?
The first girl that I ever really, really fell for.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Missy McKnight.
What happened to Monica?
What you mean?
Was it Monica?
You asked? Nah. I went to the eighth grade prom with Monica. Huh?
You say you was gonna be real. Wasn't it Monica? Grammar school?
No. Monica, I went to the eighth grade prom with, but I went to the prom with her because she did my eighth grade term paper.
Oh, okay. I thought she really was my special to you.
Nah. We had a year project to do, and the teacher gave it to us in September, and it was due in June. And she helped me do the paper, and I went to the prom with her. I'm not saying nothing bad about her. She was a beautiful woman and everything, but it wasn't no love connection. Nah, not at all.
Okay, so Missy. Yeah, I remember Missy. And what was special about her?
Honestly, back then,
yeah,
I think it was she. I mean, if I'm telling the truth, she was light skinned with long black wavy hair. That was the thing back then.
Yeah.
You know, that was the thing. So
yeah.
I went to a talent show, and she was in a dance group, and she kind of stood out because she kind of looked it like Jane Kennedy to me. She was light, high yellow, and with long black wavy hair, and that was really what drew me to her. She was beautiful.
Yeah, she was.
You know, because I was young then. She still is. Yeah, I was young then, so she probably was 13. I probably was 14, something like that.
Yeah. So as you moved into high school, because I know you went to two high schools, Who was your favorite during being in high school?
My favorite girlfriend? And well, in high school, like, it was, you know, I came into my own, so I didn't really have one girlfriend in high school. You know, I had several in high school. I don't really think I liked or loved anyone more than I did the other one. Because, I mean, you know, back then I was, like I said, I was, like, really, once I came to high school, after the ninth grade, like, it was, you know, that's when I really became, I guess you could say back in them days, like, you really became cool. Like, you really became, like, who you was, like, you know, like, with the girls or with dressing, with clothes and stuff like that. So, I mean, I could remember being in the 10th grade in Eastside High School and having five girlfriends in my sophomore year, and they all went to Eastside High School. So, I mean, that's I'm just keeping it real, just telling the truth. But I don't think I really cared for any one of them more than the other one. I don't think so, now that I think back on it.
So as you move forward a little bit more, got a little older, do you think the way you felt about love or liking changed from that you really felt like you could really get deep with somebody?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, like after high school, then I would say I really, really fell in love. For not like Missy was like puppy love. Right after my high school year, I would have to say that I really, you know, I was older than like maybe 17 or 18. And then I think I really fell in love with somebody, like real love for the first time.
How would you describe love?
Because I knew it was love, like maybe because we couldn't stay apart from each other, and it was like nothing I wouldn't do, you know, for her like that time. So if I bought me something, I bought her something. You know what I mean? We was together all the time. We went places. We did things. I mean, like, we was always together. Even though we still was young, I probably was, like, 18 or 19, but it was a feeling that I had never had before. You know what I mean? A real feeling where, you know, you feel like you belong to somebody and they belong to you. It was a whole different feeling altogether than what I ever had before with other women. But you got to think, I still was young though. But that was the first time I could actually say, other than the puppy love with a few other people, you know, before 18, that was the first time at about 18 that I found, that I really felt, that I knew I felt like I was in love. Or which I was in love.
Yeah. So moving forward from that type of feeling, as you got like into your say 30s, do you still feel that you grew more in love with love, knowing the way you feel, or you stay in that same state of mind? You know, being with them, doing things with them. Feeling comfortable.
I mean, I still, I still think years later, I think I fell in real love again. But it was just a different kind of love the second time or the third time. The third time was like a more a Bonnie and Clyde type love. You know, so it was unusual to a regular person wouldn't understand it. It would have to be somebody who was, you know, who was living like I was living. It was a different kind of, it was real love, but it just was like I said, it was a Bonnie and Clyde type love. If you know what I mean.
So
without saying much, I just say that.
Yeah, you know, Bonnie and Clyde, but, you know, did exciting things, you know what I mean? Live reckless,
right.
Like that.
Right, yeah.
Living reckless and not thinking of others, just enjoying each other and, you know, didn't care, you know, what you did and others, you know, people looked at and said stuff. Y'all just did your own thing.
Right.
So as you got into your 40s, how was love then? Because, you know,
I mean,
you had children, man.
I mean, well, we skipped from the 30s was so much of a roller coaster for me. My 30s was like, see, what happened was I had got married at 20 to the one I said that was my first real love. So I had got married at 20 and she was 17. So off and on, we was together for like 10 years. So I always felt like I lived at my 30s and 40s, like my 20s and 30s. And then I lived my 40s and 50s, like my 30s and 40s. So I always felt like I was 10 years behind, but my 30, the 30s, all my 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, and 35, it was really like a roller coaster ride in between thinking I love somebody and manipulating people, maybe using some people, taking advantage of some people, and still, you know, and still believing kind of in love at that time, but like I said, in a Bonnie and Clyde type way. And then I fell in love again in my 30s. I think it was my 30s. I fell in love again. And then you said moving out to the 40s, and then by the time I moved down to my early 40s, I still think that maybe that's when believing in love started to diminish in my eyes. Like in my late 30s, early 40s, love started to diminish in my eyes. And then at about 47 or 48, I ain't gonna say fell in love, I'll say try love again. Not fell in love, it's a difference. Or was in love. No, I tried it again at 48. I think 47 or 48. And then that lasted about 7 good years. And then the ending of that, even though it was so, what's the word for that? The way that ended, it was so deceiving and cultivating that it probably would have broke a lot of people. But being from the life I had already lived, I was like somewhat prepared for. I mean, my heart by then was prepared for anything. And I think after that last breakup, after the last breakup, then I would just say I was completely done with trying to find love or fall in love or have love. So a lot of times people misunderstand me when I say F love. Or, of course, I love my family. I love my kids. I got friends that I love. I'm just not looking for relationship love right now. And from now on in my life, I'm not putting labels on nothing. I'm not putting titles on nothing, and I'm not putting labels on anything. I'm not, this is my girlfriend. This is my fiance. This is my wife. I'm not putting no more labels on nothing. I'm calling it an agreement. Even the person that I deal with now, it's just an agreement. I agree to do this. She'd agree to do that. I agree not to do this. She agreed not to do that. And as far as it stands, and if that agreement is broken, it's no love loss. It's nobody to leave with a broken heart. It's nobody that's suicidal, or nobody going on hunger strikes, or nobody trying to kill nobody or kill themselves because it was just an agreement that was broken, and it wasn't nothing more. It wasn't to the point where your mind and I'm yours. No, it's not like that. We just have an agreement. And everybody know agreements is like contracts, and people breach contracts and break contracts all the time. So when I'm speaking, I'm just speaking for myself. That's, everybody got a story. Only problem I got with people, because it'll be people who come on here and say, well, you've been hurt before. That's why you don't believe in love no more. You've been hurt. So, and every woman is not the same. But to me, when people say that, to me, that sounds stupid, because how many times do you got to try love? How many times? Like, what, you got to try it 7 times, 4 times, 3 times? Do you have to live your life believing that you have to have love to move on, or to be successful, or to be happy? Do you have to have love? I mean, me, I just don't believe that. I believe that it's more people faking it than what we know about. I believe it's more people who in love with the thought of being in love. I believe it's more people that they say, I feel like it's better to have love and loss than never have love at all. And that's where I'm at with it. And I'll just continue to be like that, and nobody can't change my way of thoughts. It ain't like I haven't met the right woman, or one day love will fall out the sky and hit you in the head, or whatever somebody want to say, or whatever somebody want to do. I'm just talking about from my point of view. I have had people look me dead in my eyes and tell me how much they care, or what they love you, and then the next day, the next week, or the next month, they broke your heart. Now, people gonna say again, that's just a single situation. That's a single situation. But how many single situations do you need to be in before you know that this world is not what it's made to be? And it's going to take more than love for two people to get to be together. Like, you need more than love to keep people together. If that wasn't the case, then it's people that's not in relationships right now that love somebody. Oh, I love them, but we're not together. Well, love didn't keep you together. Why didn't love keep you together? So that lets you know right then and there that it's that you need more than love to keep people together. And I'm not knocking nobody. So if people wanna continue, like, one day I'll find love, I'm cool with that. Find love. No, that's cool with me. If people wanna continue to say it's somebody out there for me that you know, somebody out there for me somewhere, I'm cool with that too. But I'm not fishing. I'm not fishing right now at all. So I'm good.
The reason why, I know it's a different type of show tonight, but like I said, love is very special to me. I think I'm a loving person to everybody. And I just wanted everybody to walk down the road with my brother and let them see that he started out like everybody else. As he walked you through his life, he was like everybody else. But as time went on, it led him to be where he's at now. So when he say, fuck love, it's just his M.O. But really, he did, as you've seen and he heard, he did love at one time. It's just that as time went on, like all of us, things have happened. And like he said, his conclusion, that he's not looking for it. You know what I mean? He's satisfied with the way he's living and that he carry on his relationships. And that's a good thing, because everybody got to come to a conclusion of how they want to be. Because, you know, we didn't really talk about me, you know, but I could say the same thing. Like, as life goes on and people do stuff to you, sometimes a relationship you can't come back from. And I don't mean being beaten or being abused or can't make it in life. I'm talking about being in a relationship that a person, like he said, beat a part of you that you can't, it takes a while to mend and to get over with. But I am here to tell you that when a relationship comes to an end for whatever reason and you're left holding a bag or regret or just don't know where to turn at, I'm telling everybody out there, you have to forgive that person or you will never be able to move on to a healthy relationship. And that's what I had to do. I actually had to move on to be ever to be get in a better relationship. So we're going to take a call. We're going to take some calls and press one. Anybody want to call, you know, call in, ask questions?
You got like some people
said,
on one already.
Don't hold back. Whatever you feel like, we both of us, we're here to tell the truth. We don't got nothing to hide. We don't got nothing that we are scared to say. So call us, call in, press one.
Here we go. We're going to go with the first one. We're going to go going with callers first. 6246, you live.
Mic check.
Yo. How you doing?
Yo.
Hey, yes. Mr. What's going on? I know first time I come up on your show, you interviewing this guy. Come on. What did he say that I don't already know? No, but I'm just kidding. No, but listen. Only thing I can tell the listening audience out there is I know this brother, good brother, for long years, 30 plus years. And Lisa, congratulations. You interview very good. And Lisa, only thing you got to do is be like Shadi. Reach out to me and let me know when you want me to come on or bring some people on, you know, with a helping thing. You know, I got you. You know, it's no problem.
Okay, so we advertising. Okay, thank you. Do you want to ask a question, though, otherwise?
No, not with Jay. I already know.
we're good.
Yeah, I wanted to support your show, Lisa. That's why I'm up here listening. So I just wanted to let you know I was
on. I really appreciate it.
No, sis, it's my pleasure. It's no problem. So I'm going to put myself back. Or you're going to put me on mute. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. Thank you. Thank you, sis.
No. Forrest, look.
Yes.
I respect you. You know what I mean? I even love you. I've been listening to you for the longest. And let me tell you, I listen to your show. You have great information. I mean, you have educated me. You have even made a difference in my life. You know what I mean? So you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
look, my door is open, my phone is open, and we'll talk later.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, anytime, and I'll probably reach out to you futuristically to interview you on my show.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anytime, sis. No problem. All right. I got listening ears now. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on. 2706, you live.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Just want this is Nicole, and I just want to let everybody know my mother got me real good tonight. She did not tell me that this show was going to be, well, she said it was going to be about love, but she didn't tell me she was bringing on Mr. F Love. See, I wasn't prepared tonight. I wasn't prepared with my questions. There was so many things that I wanted to, I could have said, but now, you know, I'm at a loss for words, but.
I didn't bash love.
No, you actually did really well. You actually did really well. I mean, from some people first time hearing you, they probably was a little taken back. But, you know, like Forrest said, those of us that have heard you speak or listen to your podcast or know you, we kind of know, that's you. So that's, I'm not surprised. My only question was, I have a question this time, is have either of you ever felt like you were in, because I know you said you talked to multiple people at one time back before, where you are now. Do any of you feel like it's possible to be in love with two people at the same time, or three people, or four people at the same time? Mr. F. Love?
I don't really believe that you could believe in, I never believed that somebody could be in love with two people at the same time, but I always believe that you could be in lust with more than one person at one time. So you might love one person, but lust for the other person. That's another reason why when I say about love, like love is so, special and so independent that I don't think if your heart loves somebody, I don't really think that you could give some other love to somebody else. You know what I mean? So I believe that you might be in love with one person, but the other person, maybe his sex is better, or the other person, he financially more stable. So you believe that you love the other person as well as you love the person you love. I just believe that the power of love is so strong that it can't be divided. So I know a lot of people say you could love two people, but my answer to that is I don't think so.
Okay, and my answer is I used to be a cheater, and I loved my husband, but when I cheated, I loved the person I was cheating with too. So I feel that you could love because it's different love, because when you're married, sometimes, which it doesn't really matter because people don't have to be like this, but when you're married, sometimes it do, like Randy said, some things be is missing. And you're looking still for that special whatever you're missing. And maybe that person that you brought into your relationship has that thing that you were missing. So you can love two people, or no matter how many people, but you love them in different ways. And sometimes you can't leave where you at because it's more responsibility than if you just leave it, picked up and left. So you do happen to have another person in your life, which I'm not saying is right or wrong, but for me, that's the way it was. And I say that, love goes across the board, and you have many friends, you love them in different ways. You have your brothers and sisters and your mother and father. You love them in different ways. Love is a thing that you can love people in all different ways. It's not all, it's never the same love.
I bet you that the person that you was cheating with, sex was better than the person that you was living with. You might, if you tell the truth about it. Yeah, okay. Well, his pockets was bigger. His pockets.
No.
It's nobody gonna cheat. It's nobody. It's no woman. It's no woman in the world. You're not telling the truth. It's no woman in the world.
Okay. Well,
it's no woman in the world. Let me say what I gotta say. It's no woman in the world gonna cheat on her man at home for a man that's worse in bed than the guy she got at home, unless he got a bigger pocket.
All right. Okay.
That's
so again, just like. Okay, just like my brother always say, fuck love, he will tell you that I am a blesser. Am I a blesser?
Yeah, you bless people, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so when I'm in a relationship with a person, it wasn't even about sex. It was just about having a good time. You know what I mean? Like, I work to take care of myself. So anybody that I be in a relationship with, it's not going to take care of me. But to get together and we could do each other and take care of each other. So yes, when I was cheating, it wasn't about penis or money or what they would give me. It was I wanted to have a good time, and I wasn't having a good time at home. So when I went out, I had a good time, and then I came home and did whatever I had to do.
I ain't got nothing else to say about that. You just said it all. I'm done. Man. I'm not gonna say nothing.
I could go
a million miles with that one, but I'm not going to. We'll leave that one alone. When we go, you got any more? You got anything else? We got some callers on the line.
Go right on ahead. Thank you for both of your
And why would you start us up? Why would you start us up?
Have a good evening. I'm listening. I'll continue to listen in.
All right.
Yeah, whatever. Start. Especially him.
Let me see.
Okay. Sorry for that. Got our composure back. Next caller.
She cheats to have a good time. Just, you know, whatever. 2824, you live. 2824.
Hello, Randy. Hello, Lisa. It's Roman. Please forgive my voice.
Oh, how you doing, Roman?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. As the poet, I write about love and heartbreak all the time. That's what centers my writing. As a matter of fact, my poetry books that I haven't published yet, they're entitled Love, which is Living on Various Emotions, because I think that's what love is. I think that people have a preset disposition that love is always flowers, cars, and candy, and it can't be that way. There is no such thing as a perfect relationship, but one thing I want to touch on was that I think that there's a difference between the love that people experience now and the love that maybe our grandparents had. You know, we live in a culture where it seems to be cool now to cheat and so on and so forth, and I don't mean like, you know, playing the field, you know, you're not exclusive with anybody, you're just going out and seeing what's happening. I mean, fully committing to somebody and then deciding, let me try the next girl, because that's, you know, or guy, that's what seems to be the most popular. It invades our popular music. These are the type of artists that get played all the time when they're disrespecting the foundation of love, which is something I could never see Al Green or Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye doing. So I think that, you know, the culture right now is kind of difficult on love and for people that's trying to find love, true love anyway. That's what I wanted to say about love.
Oh, thank you for
I believe that.
And,
I believe the love is different.
Callers have to remember, too, that me and my brother is, you know, of age that we, you know, we're not fossils, but we're older. So the things that we talk about is, you know, way back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, we can't even comprehend young people or love. because we're way back in the day. So take our little laughs and stuff when we move forward. But thank you, and nice to hear from you, Roman. Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. One second. 5885, you live.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Okay.
Hey, Latoya.
Jay Sean, it's good to interview you. It's good to hear your voice, hear you. Yeah. It's totally different when you're being interviewed. Let's just put it like that. Yeah.
I said I was gonna be different today while I'm being interviewed. Like when I'm on my show, you know, it's show business. It's a show. But anyway, go ahead.
No. You spoke well, and I guess if anybody don't know, you do speak on your show. So if they do know, they know what you're speaking about when it comes time for love. So I totally understand, right, like when you have spoken about it. So no questions asked. Just sit here,
right,
and it's a different talk. So it's really great. Yes.
Thank you,
Latoya.
You're welcome. And Lisa, last week you had a great show too.
Tom?
Last week your show was great.
Oh, okay. Latoya, you got me a little bit. This show right here is not great.
No. Yes, no, please. Sorry. If I'm
just joking. You really, you only always say a short and sweet stuff, so I wanted to bring a little bit more out on you.
Oh, got it. This show is great too, but last
thank
week,
you.
It's awesome too. Yeah. Great show so far,
yeah,
Lisa.
We're gonna interview down the line too to Latoya.
Oh, Lisa.
No, you have a lot to say. I know.
Okay. Well, I'm listening in. Great show though. Great show. Good to hear y'all.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're
Any
welcome.
More other callers, bro? Bro, we waiting. Jay Sean?
Oh, hello? Yeah, I thought I had the phone on mute. I thought I didn't have it on mute. I said, there's no more call. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, we got a call. You got a caller. I didn't know I had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
One second. 8555, you live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up,
Sasha? How you doing?
Sister Lisa. How are you guys doing? I mean,
okay.
You know, what can I say? You guys talking about love. Love is, you know, what makes the world go round, and sometimes it makes the world go opposite. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, but both of you made some good points. You know, definitely. You know, I mean, you know, what Lisa say. You know, that love is like it's a complicated thing, really. Love is, you know, I think that's why people have so much trouble with love, because their perception of love and what they expect from love leads them to be disappointed more times than not. And I think that's what, you know, turn people away. Like, they feel like it's something they gotta have. I gotta get this love. Like you say, you know, people feel like they gotta have it. I mean, you know, like the brother said, you know, it's not always peaches and cream. Sometimes it's rainy days. Like, I mean, if we look at love like the weather, Sometimes it's rain, sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. So if we accept love like that, then we'll understand that, you know, love is not going to always be warm and fuzzy, you know, but it's going to take work, because what we have this notion, it seems, that a lot of us feel like once you love somebody, it can work everything out. Like some people feel the same way about marriage. Once you get married, it's going to work everything out. And unfortunately, you know, it takes two individuals to make a relationship work. You know, one can blow it, but it takes two to make it work. You know, that's all I got to say. And it was a great show. I just wanted to, you know, add a little something to it. That's all.
Well, let me ask you something, Sade. Why do you think in relationships, like, you know, my brother was like, we was going back and forth. You know how we do. In relationships, like I was telling everyone that, you know, I did extra things when I was married. But sometimes you don't forgive people, like what they do to you, and you don't really fall out of love. You just didn't like what they did, so you seek out somebody to give you what maybe you used to get, which is not saying it's a good thing, but being human, you're always looking for that type of affection. I say love, but human affection of being wanted and being needed. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that as you said, like, you know, some, in a lot of situations, people be hurt, you know, and they're looking for someone to kind of help them start healing, that bring about that healing that the other person might have caused. And, you know, a lot of times that's not going to happen, because the person that did it and they gone. And as you said, if they're unable to let that go, it makes it difficult for the other person to try to repair it. And sometimes you have a connection with a person, and that connection works until they do something to trigger that old emotion. And then now you're back where you started from with that second person. So I think that it's best if, yeah, you work through those emotions on your own, and then you'll be able to come into your next relationship fully healed and prepared to receive whatever the next person has to offer. That's the way I see it. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. But I have to say something, because, you know, I'm always getting texts. So my daughter said, why I didn't ask her no question? I'm always asking you a question. So can we have her back on before I can ask her a question?
And tell her to come on my show.
But thank you,
Sade. I tell her to come on my show sometime.
Yes. Right, nobody can handle her.
She's still on.
Nicole. You don't want to come on now?
I think you must have missed my last text. My last text said your show ends at 9. It's now 9.
Randy always say that. Randy always say you could go over. You can always go over. It's just the people.
You have to have me back on and interview me like you did my uncle.
Yeah, because if I interview you, it's like interviewing Randy's show. Like, you know, Randy got an interview, because it's going to be about 4 hours to try to stop you from all your what you got to talk about. But let me ask you one question, since it's after 9. do you think that you truly ever gave yourself to someone that you love ultimately, besides, you know, your relationship you're in now?
No, never.
You know,
I never
that
did.
Love.
No, I never have.
And why?
I never
why
will.
Are you like Randy Fuck?
Are
you like Randy
Fuck
Love?
I feel like everybody that has given themselves wholeheartedly 120%, 100, 200, 300% to one person gets fucked in the end. So, I mean, yeah, basically, you know, I hate when everybody say, oh, like your uncle, because I'm of my own breed. But, I give people the same energy and the same, somewhat same type of love that they give me. I mean, but I'd rather the man love me more than I love them, honestly. I mean, if I don't want to be out here looking stupid, loving somebody, and then you find out it ain't what you thought it was. So, no, I've never wholeheartedly given all my love to anybody. I wholeheartedly love myself, and that's always going to be it. So.
Oh, that's being truthful.
Sound good to me.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably the way he feels too.
Yeah.
Sounds mm-hmm. good to me. I mean, I just don't want to, I don't want to devote, like I said earlier, I just don't want to put love at the top of the list for to make me happy in this world, whether I'm with somebody or not. I know the negatives of love. Like, it's a lot, it's positives, but do you know the negatives? Like, the negatives, like, sometimes somebody can love you so much that it's like choking, it's like strangling type loves. Sometimes somebody could break your heart and people commit suicide and stop eating and stop sleeping. And, like, I always tell people that I'd rather get my ass kicked than have a broken heart. So we always talk about the good parts about love, but we never talk about the bad parts about it.
Absolutely.
And maybe that's a hidden secret. Maybe that's an unwritten rule that you don't talk about the negatives of love, to keep love
mm-hmm.
love. I mean, I don't know, but I always been like a person, like, I'm on like that thing, like the glass is half full with me. You know what I mean? Like, so that's just me. You know what I mean? Everybody, I love talking about it, though. Really, I do, because I like hearing different people perspectives on it, and each one teach one. Sometimes I hear people say something, like I might hear Shadi say something. I might hear anybody say something about love, and it kind of give you a different perspective about it. You like yeah,
nah.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good, but mm-hmm. It won't really sway you, but it'll just give you a different perspective of it that maybe you can understand how somebody else is thinking. Not how I'm thinking, but you might understand how somebody else is thinking about love, you know? So
I love the idea of people thinking that they in love. Like, I love the idea of people thinking that they in love, because that, like you said, that's what makes the world go around. Like, without people thinking that they in love or that somebody loves them, where will we be? Like, but the hidden key is those are the people that need somebody to love them. But when you don't need anybody to love you, and you really truly 100% love yourself, then all the other stuff comes 4, 5, 6 in your life. Because when you love yourself, there's always going to be somebody out there to love you. There's always going to be somebody out there to do all the things that people want in their life. I don't want to be 60, 70, 80 years old still talking about, like you said, oh, yeah, I was in love and this and this and that. I mean, like, there's so many other things going on in the world, traveling, doing things that other people, all they doing is sitting in the house being with people and thinking that's what they're supposed to do because they in love.
We
well, you know,
go,
they
we
always
go down, we, I bet you we could go down the list of every caller on this show right now, and everybody on this show will believe in love. Everybody. And there's nothing wrong with that. But behind closed doors or behind that, I want to know how many of them is truly happy in their life right now, in whatever relationships they was in or whatever relationship they was in before that or whatever they got going on now. Or if the last relationship broke their heart and they looking forward to the next one, that's what I would like to do. I would like to do a survey on that to just see. That would show you that the power of love like that. Not me, because I got like
people are never going to be truly honest with, like
right.
you said, that people are always, and I might be wrong, but most people are never going to say that they're not in love or with the person that they with, or they like the last person, like they're never really going to be real honest, because then that tells you something about them. You know what I mean? Like, if you in a relationship and you saying that you're not in love, that tells you something about that person. So they're never going to be honest to that point. Not anyway. Like, maybe, you know, you might tell one person, but you're not going to come out and – most people are not going to do that.
They not. Lisa, you got another caller.
Okay.
All right. 1 second. 97.94, you live.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Auntie, uncle, this is O.
Hey, what's going on, Omar? What's going on, Neff? How you feel?
I can't call it. I'm on a great show so far, man. I'm just touching in on the topic for a second. One of the things I wanted to say, you know, as far as love is concerned, and that can go in so many angles, because I feel like you don't, a lot of people, and I've even been in that situation where, you know, you don't know what love is sometimes, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't been taught it, and I feel like the trials and tribulations, the bad times you go through, you know, is what really show that if somebody really love each other, if they stick around, you know, if they leave you while you're down, or if you have a tragedy, like in my case, you know, I'm sure a lot of people heard my story. If that person going to ride or die with you, and that's really, I feel like that's when the door of love gets open in my book. If you ain't really gone through nothing, you know, I can't say that I would believe in a love from a person if you ain't gone through nothing together. That's my take on it.
Yeah. It is true, because we all want to be loved, and we all mm-hmm. you know, believe in love. Like, but I think, like you said, I'm gonna tell you. Sometimes a person get in a relationship with you, and they don't really love you, but they looking for something from you, but you're loving. You're loving on them, and you're doing all the best you could do. And then as time mm-hmm. go on, you realize that it was what they wanted from you more than what that they wanted to be with you, to love you. But by that time,
correct.
You, like my brother and my daughter said, you're so deep into feelings with them, it's unbelievable that a person want to be with you other than for the right reason. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot with love, because, like you said, you put your life on the line sometime to find out that it's wrong. I want to tell you about a little story, and then, you know, I'm going to turn it over. When I was 17, I fell in love with this guy, and I thought he loved me. And I found out later that he was cheating on me. And he told me that he couldn't be with me because – this is back in the day, like I'm saying. He told me that he couldn't be with me because he couldn't be with a girl they already had a family. He wasn't ready to be a father. But when he met me, he already knew I had a kid. So like my brother said about himself, it tore me up so much that, like, I tried to kill myself. That's how deep my feelings were hurt. And I contemplate on doing it, and I'm not going to go into what I might have did, but the only thing that saved me was that I was a mother, and I didn't want to leave my child behind because something that I felt that wasn't given to me, but I was giving it out. So that's why I'm saying that love can't hurt you. You got to go past that because everybody in this world is not in love for the reason that you in love. And maybe sometimes people might find it out and maybe they won't. But like my brother said also earlier, that you could try again, but every time you try, that's a little more cut on the hurt that you go through every relationship that you be in. But it's still worth it. But it's a chance that you're going to be hurt.
Hello?
Yes.
No, that was somebody's phone in the background.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
Nobody else pressing. One, I was just gonna say thank. That was I was just thinking in my mind that this was really a good show too, and that a lot of people that's on the line, you know, they frequent my show, so like it helped give people a better understanding of me, you know, and how I feel about things. So also it gave you a better perspective of how you feel about things. Well, you've been kind of talking about love, family love, and children love and regular love for a minute, so people, you know, they probably know where you stand on it. So people know like this is a loving show, you know what I mean? And it's good in many ways because I believe that everybody could take away from a podcast like this. You learn something, you feel something, and I believe it could change certain people and what they're thinking about and different perspectives on love. And if not only that, change certain people will help you understand people. Even me, you know what I mean? Like from talking, it's just therapy. It don't make me want to change and say, like right now I want to try love or I want to believe that love is right around the corner. But you never know. Hey, you never know what. One thing I learned in this life is that you never say never. I learned that. So you never say never. You can say things, but never say never. And nothing good lasts forever. And karma is real. That's a little bit off topic, but karma is real. But thanks. But I wanted to say thanks for having me on the show. I enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, I wanted to have you on the show because I know you say F love, but I know that because we've been together for life, that you have did nothing but show me love, and I hope that I showed you love. And the three of us on the show right now, me, my brother, and my daughter, like we grew up together, so we all in sync, and we have each other back, and we do have different ways that we feel about love as a relationship, but it's nothing on this earth that we don't love each other. And that's why we don't feel bad what each other say about how we feel about love or whatever we feel about our life, because when you love someone, you have to love them for everything they are. Not some, but everything. And you have to overlook what you don't like, because that person, when you just say you love them, you have to accept the good and the bad and the good and the ugly, the poor and the rich. You know what I mean? It just don't go for marriage. It go for every relationship that you're into in life. And the three of us have always had each other backbone, no matter what happened in our life, because it touched all of us, because we together. And I just want to say that love is real, but it's real to who wants to accept it, but also to receive and give it.
Okay.
So thank you for letting us go, you know, longer than we usually do, because I never really do. But I'm happy that I let people know a little bit more about me and a little bit more about my brother. And yes, someone can't interview my daughter when they get ready to. It won't be me. But I want to thank all the other callers and other listeners for listening. But so I'm the mother, so I don't want to hear it. But I'll listen. But just thank you. Just thank everyone for coming on. And look, don't take everything serious in life. You know what I mean? What's love or like or what somebody do might not be right in your eyes, but that's that person's choice. Everybody has to live for the decision they make in life. Nobody's perfect. And as I said from the beginning, God gave his only son to love the whole world. So let's take that and move forward that if love comes to us, then we grateful. If we don't, then we just, like my daughter says, love yourself, and then, you know, you don't have to worry about getting hurt because you ain't going to hurt yourself. So, brother, till next week, we all meet again. Wednesday, let's talk about it, 7 to 8. Monday, the humble experience, 8 to 9. Friday, keeping it real, 8 to 10. Saturday, I'm sorry, but it's one Saturday, bro. What Saturday?
That's Saturday is DJ Ray Boogie at 4:30, but I'm not sure if he's coming back. So Saturdays might be open right now. As of right now, Saturdays
Sunday?
Is open. Sunday
what about
is
Sunday.
Sunday is the point of impact. It's from 7 to 8 when host Malai. Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Malai. That's about prison reform.
Okay, and
Sundays.
And we have we added somebody to our family. Going to be coming on Tuesdays. We don't know the name of the show yet. They haven't came up with a name, but it was a guest on my show, and it's going to be a really good add on to our family. Once we find out the name and we post it, we want everybody to show love to them just like they show love to all of us. I'm happy that my brother is growing in his family, and I'm glad everyone is supporting. And when this show do start coming on, please, everybody, it might not be for you, but everybody can join in and listen and support. And that's what we're supposed to do as a people. This is what you call being united as a people, that we got each other back. So good night, everyone. And my brother going to take us out with a song. And everybody be safe and happy Easter.
Yeah, and one more thing. Miles, where you at, Miles? We didn't hear from Miles tonight.
Miles on the line.
Miles. Yeah, of course he's on the line. He Miles was muted. Sure. This is the first time in history, and Miles didn't press
didn't
one. All right, Miles. Nah, he didn't say nothing tonight. He must be. He just listening tonight. Can you believe it?
It's about
brother
love.
Miles. Brother Miles, we love you, Miles. We love you. We're gonna take it out. Everybody tune in tomorrow night. I got a serious show for the first hour. Come
oh,
through.
Oh, and sorry, Randy. Say you can tell about Forrest show. I forgot.
Forrest called in tonight. That's our that's part of our family. We all family. That's grown folks talking. He got a bunch. I can't even go through all the shows he got over there. He got a bunch of shows over there. I got to learn the phone number by heart. I don't really know it by heart yet, but he'll be on my show tomorrow night, and he'll give out his information for his show. That's Forrest Nance, CEO of Grown Folks Talking. And, you know, and that's it. Everybody,
well,
thanks everybody for calling in.
I got LaToya on next Thursday.
Yeah, right. I want to see that one. That's a show I want. LaToya give you five minutes at the most. That's all you get, five minutes.
Five minutes. Hey, LaToya, I know I talked a lot about stuff, but next week, I know you're a God-fearing person. I would love to have a podcast talking about, you know, our Heavenly Father. So think about it. You know what I mean? Cause you
think about it.
I know that I know you're willing to at least come and talk about our Heavenly Father.
Why everybody think that I'm just safe and sanctified? Lisa, I'm not a Christian. Baptist.
Oh, what are you? You're what?
Baptist, but not Christian.
You're Baptist. Oh, you're a Baptist? Okay, so we got a lot of things to talk about Baptists. We don't have a good show about the Baptists. What do they do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, LaToya.
All right.
And give you 15 minutes.
We got to go. Miles press one, but it's too late, Miles. We got to go now. I'll talk to you tomorrow night, Miles. Stay quiet, bro.
All right.
Miles.
Good night, everybody.
All right, peace, everybody.
Good
Mom,
night.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mom. All right. We're going to take it out with a nice song.
There's so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name to say love. Those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. The ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love, for better or worse, I still will choose you first. Many days I've longed for you, wanting you, hoping for the chance to get to know you. Longing for your kiss,
for your kiss,
many nights I've cried from the thing you do. Felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
Yeah.
you didn't mean that much to me, no. But now I know you're all I need, oh. The world looks so brand new to me. Now that I'm out of love, every day I live for you, yeah. And everything that I do it for you. What I say, how I feel, don't believe it's true. You've got to know I'm true.
All right. Testing, testing, testing. The show, the Lisa experience is over. The Lisa experience is over. For anybody still listening. Because, you know, people, if they're on the link, they can still hear this.
No, they can't.
Now, some people told me they could. Some people say they could.
All right.
Yeah, some people don't get kicked off. That's crazy, right?
If you're listening right now, please stop listening. The show's over.
The show is over.
That was a really good show.
Hell yeah.
I had to put these songs on here, but I don't know how they sound.
Oh.
Okay.
That was it.
It's 5:23 in the morning, and I'm still going.
When this all come on, I'm getting money, getting money. Tell all them niggas that we coming through, coming through. When this all come on, I'm getting money, getting money. Tell all them niggas that we coming through, coming through. Highly faded, don't hear niggas hating cause I'm smoking loud. I don't see them haters cause I'm way up in the clouds. Yeah, I'm on autopilot, cruising like an airplane. Sober niggas who chill on the ground, man, that's fucking lame. Skeletons is in my closet, got no dollars in my wallet. Humble life, you can't stop it, I've been fucking with the chronic. Now or nine, everywhere I'm at, I'm rocking. Got so much Mary Jane in my pockets like stocking. Also got bitches and bottles that's popping, holding for my city. Yeah, you know I got it chained and locked in. Riding for my niggas till the wheels off. Keeping on the top, just living it like a boss. When I walk around, I pray.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. Funny how things change, huh? I remember the time.
Girl, it's been so long.
I guess that grass ain't greener, huh? They never leave, but you stand me in regret, and you left me in the dream. Oh my God, you can't be back in your knees. Everything is worthy, everything is worthy. You know you left me hurting, I'm just hurting. I can keep it going, I'll drift to my tree. The food I can't eat, I'm sure I can't sleep, can't sleep. Never wait, let me go. I'm so perfect, baby, give you all my love. And half the time, you ain't even right.
What are you doing?
I'm just seeing how the same thing.
Which one?
The last one is where I get in the studio.
Oh,
I'm good now.
Oh, okay. You done?
Yeah.
That damn song 5 minutes long. How you make that song five minutes? Nobody makes a 5 minutes.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's that song, Beautiful.
Oh.
See, I didn't even know that was there.
You couldn't name it right.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking at the words no more. Rocking on your time with the big ass knots.
Oh yeah, that's a girl. She ain't even show up.
That's a female?
Yeah, she ain't even show up.
What you talking about, Will? What you talking about, Will? What you talking about, Will?
Oh, she ain't even show up.
Right.
Oh, that was Donde or some shit. That's why I'm glad you said let's go over this shit. I forgot.
You should rename that, right?
Huh?
You can rename it.
Rename it?
What's the name of it?
Wrong answer sound.
Wrong answer sound?
You can't say the dog show.
So wrong answer sound. That sounds...
Mm-hmm. It should say dog show. That's the Gong Show. I'm just trying to get familiar with these sounds.
This happened a few years ago on Halloween. I'm 28 years old, and most people in my friend group get together.
Black community, but let me tell you why some of the black people are rallying behind Kyrie and Kanye. It says that because when blacks have a misstep, it seems like we suffer the harshest penalties. It seems like other groups offend blacks,
okay,
and they never suffer the penalty that Kyrie and Kanye have suffered. I remember when Bob McNair said what he said. What did they do? They went and trotted out one of the most prominent black coaches in the circle, mm-hmm. And they know...
She like the way that I do my thing. She like the way that I dang. She
Smack Man, Nino, Mook, I see you. Paper gang, I got it. Yup, she said she want me. Find me through the crowd. Bring a pack of woods, bitch, I only blow loud. Higher than a jet plane, staring at the clouds. Beat the pussy up, lay her ass down. Said she want me, cause a nigga cool. Said she want the red bottom just to match the truth. Wanna go over.
Who that?
I don't know. Who is that?
Guad, G-Dub. Maybe they trying to say guap.
Wait, read that.
G-W-A-R.
That's yay. Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you do, Kevin?
American!
Young
Black Angels on the Boulevard.
Who is that?
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Huh? It say Isaiah intro. That say Isaiah intro, but it's the wrong thing.
Isaiah intro?
Yeah, it was supposed to be that little kid I had sing. It was supposed, that little kid was supposed to do the intro for me that time. Yo, I need that flyer, man. I need that flyer. I just need to take that thing if I could send it to this guy. That's on here.
Yeah. I just said, don't miss people on God. Don't miss people on God. Love me right now. Right each the other. Damn. That's some old shit, too.
You got
boom. Please go. If you leave now, you can get my love on show. Radio rocks the way, it was a radio rocks the way for me. Please go, please go. If you leave now, you can get my love on show. Radio rocks the way, it was a radio rocks the way for me. Love is a lesson that we all love to learn. My heart is looking pieces like it's cut in the air. When you're half in a beautiful picture, just let it confirm. I guess things like those are things, and this is all fair. If I had to put the blame, baby, I'll put the blame on things, baby. See, everything changes. More classics.
that. Try this a little bit. Right there. Real shit is a... you're a bitch. Without no jerk. She bad. She the drink. Yes, the swag. Do my thing. Never in drag. Nigga, you see me raising my swag. I'm done. Did it. You did it. It's a pity. It's tight. You're pretty. You niggas. It's pretty or not. I get it. I get it. And I go. I get it, and select, let go. I flip niggas like pancakes. There's no niggas can hold the weight. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, from the stick, you stick. These niggas touch me hard, so bitch on the head is weak. Let you fight this way. That is a fella. Don't find me a fight. I'll flip my, there's a nick. Bad ass bitch on my hip. And let me see her spit. Oh, do the same thing. I do the same thing. Real shit cruising, man. It's a damn shame. How long I get in, then I get out. Niggas are tough, but it's see the top. See the backbone, unbreakable. If you see the bar, it's unsuspectable. I'm just rapping, nigga. Probably other niggas are just acting, nigga. I'm just totally strict. I mean,
You're
truck. How you go along, girl? Look me up, right? In the truck, take truck.
But Lord, you're right from me. I see
you. Oh, the rest of you need it.
Oh, you need.
But no, you want from me. I see you. Oh, the rest of you need it.
Hot, right, Cupid. No, not stupid. For me, the L is the flow, so do it. Don't like the taste and now don't do it. You don't want to open the door or rush to it. Feet like it's a pair and make a good do it. Hellraise in the air, just not very screw it. You can accept the best to make the do it. I'm afraid you can get love, I don't need to abuse it. I can only be your task if you're ready to choose it. Can't tell me to a dog or take the thing. From that to the past, you don't meet the thing. Can't also you on my dirt from ready to rank.
But, Lord, you run from me. I see you. Oh, there I thought you need me.
The more perfect cards, the higher it listens the more. You're me, used to be.
You're
all perfect
cards.
Oh,
yeah, this is
the more. You're me,
used to be. But, Lord, you want from me. I see you. Oh, there I thought you need.
I love you, need.
Yeah. Emotional Productions. We make what you need.
Yeah, yeah.
baby bird.
Yeah.